Hello, my name is Taylor, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and our local communities. May I speak with Bruce?
Speaking.
Oh, all right. So that would be a yes. Yes. Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for U.S. for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote, or will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
No, I would vote.
All right, you will. What is your race?
White.
All right.
Italian.
Oh, okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, in what year were you born in?
1950.
1950, all right. 1950. Okay. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some of the people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold and like a very unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and then 50 is neutral. If you can use any of the numbers from 0 to 100, the higher the number, the warmer the feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also say so. So the first person is Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate.
50%.
What was that?
50,
all right. What about Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey?
100.
100, all right. What about Rob Menendez, U.S. congressman and candidate for Congress?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? All right. What about Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate?
100.
100, okay. What about Stephen Fulop, Mayor of Jersey City?
I don't know him, but I would say 75.
75, all right. So that would be a 75. Okay. What about Ravi Bala, or Bala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress?
75.
75, all right. What about Andy Kim, South Jersey, U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate?
I don't know him.
You don't know him, all right. And what about Joe Biden, President of the United States?
100.
100, okay. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, he's involved with the father, so, you know, corruption.
Okay. His father, so. All right. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Really, I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if you don't know what he's doing, would you still approve? Or would you somewhat approve? Maybe you're unsure or have no opinion. Do you strongly approve? Somewhat approve. All right. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez and Patricia Campos Medina, Tammy Murphy, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote for?
Tammy Murphy.
Tammy Murphy, all right. And if the Democratic primary for the primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
Because Bala.
All right. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, or not too much, or nothing at all about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A lot.
Okay. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not too closely.
All right. Now, if you could please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. So I can read you the following options again if you need it, but the options are you strongly agree with this, you somewhat agree with this, you somewhat disagree with this, or you strongly disagree with this. And I can read you those again if you need to. So the first statement is, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
Well, I agree. No, I disagree.
All right. Would that be a somewhat disagree or a strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez in his own person and should, is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
He should be punished.
All right. So would that be maybe you somewhat disagree or you strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. Well, strongly disagree. To be punished.
You strongly agree?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to read the statement again because the statement is, Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
He should be punished.
So you would say...
He would know what his father is doing.
All right. Well, for this one, to kind of be that you agree that he should be punished, that would be strongly disagree then. Because
strongly
this one...
agree.
Okay, so you strongly agree then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
I disagree on that.
All right. Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
We disagree.
All right. Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
All right. And Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is a Senator Bob Menendez's son.
True.
Would you say that?
I agree.
Okay, you agree?
Strongly
would you say
agree.
Strongly agree.
Agree.
All right. All right. So now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So the first one is, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption schemes in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in forms of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors. Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are the only public office to enrich themselves. The next one is, supporter of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely done nothing, because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez and that it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Would you say that the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own viewing, even if neither one is exactly right? Would you say that maybe the critics come closer, critics somewhat closer, supporters somewhat closer, or supporters much closer?
Well, I agree. No, the son knows as much as the father knows. So the son knows exactly what the father did. And the point that it was in the house, so that makes him more guilty. So if the son feels like the father didn't do nothing, You know, how did he get in his suit? How did he get into his apartment? So,
All right. Well, from these, like, kind of following options, then, which one would, like, your opinion be, then, about which one you think is closer? Would you say maybe the critics, what they're saying about Rob Menendez and Bob Menendez are closer, like what the critics say?
Yes, the first one, yes.
Okay, would you say maybe the critics are much closer or the critics are somewhat closer?
Oh, the critics are strongly correct.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, or even if neither one is exactly right. So the first one is, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in the office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Major Roz Barasca, Brian Stack, and Chris Bullwage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does a statement from the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own viewings?
The first
and
one.
And then, all right, the first one. Do you think the critics are much closer?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to briefly read you some statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. And if you could please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not more likely at all to support that candidate for Congress. So the first statement is, Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has spent 15 years record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires a change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Would you say that this statement makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support him, a little more likely to support him, or not at all more likely to support him?
Not more likely to support him.
All right. The next statement is, Rob Menendez is fighting against MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Would you say the statement makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support him, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Not at all as likely.
All right. The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant opportunities or communities across the country. Would you say this makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to vote for him?
Not at all likely.
All right. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, and make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare. And he strengthened women's health care. Would you say this makes you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Not at all.
All right. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, and making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Would you say this makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to...
Not at all?
All right.
No, the questions that he's asking is, if he gets in, he might do it. It's not that nothing was ever done. They never lowered the nothing.
Oh, all right. Well, the next statement is, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortions across the United States. Would you say this makes you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Not at all.
All right. And then the last of this like segment of statements is, Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in their working people's pockets. He fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's how Rob gets our lives, the changes we face every day, and that's why he's ready to meet his moment. Would you say that this makes you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Not at all.
All right. So after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
Abba. The mayor of Hoboken.
All right. Well, I'm going to read you again some other more few statements, but this ones are about Ravi Bala, a candidate for Congress. And if you could please tell me if each statement makes you less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support him for Congress. So the first statement is, in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from state assembly. Would you say this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, a little less likely to vote for him, or not at all less likely?
A little bit likely.
A little less likely? All right. Ravi Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Bala had his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quote, dishonest and deceitful, end quote. He has twice been the subject of federal tax liens for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debts, and Bala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure forms. Would you say this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Less likely.
All right. Would that be maybe much less likely, somewhat less likely?
Yeah, much less likely.
All right. Yeah. All right. Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent liar, who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Would you say this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all?
Most likely.
All right.
Well, they're all crooks.
Oh, all right. The next statement is, Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Would you say this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Most likely.
All right, much less likely. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie, and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Would you say that this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Most likely.
All right, much less likely. Now, after hearing all, like, that information, let me just ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Raviv Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
Kyle Jacy now.
What is the worst part? What has she got to do?
All the other guys are corrupted. You know, she has anything against her?
Oh, well, I'm kind of required to read verbatim on this survey, so I really only have the information about the questions that I give you. I don't really have any extra information about that, so sorry. All right, well, finally, I just have a few more questions. These are just for statistical purposes. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Conservative, all right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Owned.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I went to 12th grade.
All right. And are you current or a retired member of a labor union?
No.
Okay. Is any member of your household a current or retired union member?
No.
All right. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, your first name is Bruce, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. Just a question. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth way and open-ended way. So can I note that if you're interested in a follow-up research study and we may contact you in the future? And you can say yes
sure.
or no. Oh, yes? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time and for answering these questions. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
All right, goodbye. Have a good day. Thank you so much.